a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Live from the Palatial yet not overly ostentatious Mandalay Bay Convention Center inside a Radio Row. This is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. We have a loaded guest lineup today. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Luke Kuechly, Joe Montana, Michael Penix Jr., CJ Stroud, Austin Eckler, and DJ Moore. But now joining us on behalf of Pepsi, there are good rookie seasons, and then there are just ridiculous rookie seasons. And that is star. And it's tough to be a star in your rookie year, but unexpected star, Puka Nacua of the LA Rams, kind enough to join us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio right out of the gate. Puka, first off, it's an honor to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well. Thanks for having me.
So what you did this year, obviously I couldn't predict it. The rest of the NFL couldn't predict it, because if that was the case, you would have gone a lot earlier in the draft. But when you look back at everything that has transpired, and now the way people talk about you as one of the better wide receivers in the league, just how do you kind of reflect on what this last year has been like?
Yeah, it's been wild. I've been pretty busy since the end of the season. We're going out, went to go visit my brother, played his last high school game, and then was out in Pro Bowl, and then obviously out here in the Super Bowl. So I obviously feel like I haven't reflected too much on what's been able to happen, but I just know it was such a blessing. Just every moment felt like I was in the right place, and that all the balls were on my side of the court, and I was able to do what felt right, and everything seemed to happen how I was supposed to. Even though we didn't win, I'm excited to get back and to improve on the things that I know I can improve on. But I would say it was a good start for sure.
Yeah, you could say that. Was this season surprising to you?
It definitely was. I feel like I have a lot of confidence in myself, and I know I've worked hard to be where I am and to earn these opportunities, but I don't think I could have imagined it being this sweet.
So what did you expect, just wondering? Like, I know you have big expectations to be able to do what you did. You have to have confidence, and I don't think confidence should be associated with arrogance. It's just reality. But what did you expect going into this year?
I was expecting just to make the team, to be a special team guy, and any opportunity that they were going to give me to try to take advantage of it. I knew I grew up in a physical household with all my brothers and stuff like that, so I knew whether it was going to be on punt or kickoff or whatever, it was like to exert the physical part of my game, because I enjoy that side of football. But when the opportunity came to run routes and then to exert my physical dominance, that's why it was the cherry on top.
What are you able to learn as Puka Nacua is here with us on behalf of Pepsi? Like Cooper Kupp, he's one of the better wide receivers in the league. I also feel like he could get and should probably get more praise for whatever the reasons are when you make these top five, top 10 lists. But being in that building with Cooper, I know he dealt with some injuries this year, but what did you kind of just learn from him?
That he's got his routine down, and his level of consistency is going to stay the same. He's the same guy whether he goes out and has 175 yards or he has 25. The ability to stay the same and to do the things that you know work for you to keep that routine and that consistency is something that, as a young guy, to watch that and to how he held himself throughout the whole season was something I was to look up to, and it helped me be able to stabilize and try to find a routine and to not necessarily latch my confidence onto his, but to be like, okay, the guy who's leading our room, has his confidence has never wavered, so why should mine?
So now everyone's going to be a Puka Nacua expert, all right? People start reading the articles. They start thinking they know everything about your life. I still feel like there's a lot of your story that probably has been untold. So I'll just simply ask you this. What do you want people to know about Puka Nacua and what it has taken to really get to this point?
My family has been my biggest support. I feel like I always credit Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Coach McVay, and they definitely do deserve all the credit that I've been able to give them. But my brothers have played a big part in my life of being able to compete with them at a very young age, but also to feel like I have my biggest critics and my biggest supporters behind me at all time. They're my big brothers. They never let me forget that they could do what I do better, and that my brother would hit me across the middle and I wouldn't be able to get up and stuff like that. But they were the first people to call me and to say how proud they are when breaking records and winning games. So all five of my brothers, I love those guys to death, and especially my sister as well. So I know I only have one sister, so she gets left behind, but she's just as good as they are.
Well, you have easy smack talk now when your bigger brothers try to talk down to you. Are you an all-pro?
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. That's after 1 year. That's a pretty good card to be able to play. So naturally, when you have the success that you've had, and where you were in the draft, we've even seen it right with Brock Purdy. People are going to say, it's going to end. It can't be replicated. So instead of just replicating it, how do you not only continue it, but make it even better than what we saw this past year?
Yeah, to be able to, I think it was something that I took from Coop as well, is I saw Cooper playing 100% of snaps in almost every single game that we played in, like, and that's something that I want to be able to. I feel like I love being a part of the run game, blocking and things like that. So to be able to be out there every single play to give our team the best chance to win is something that I want to be able to do. And then I also was made aware actually this week that I led the league in drops. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know I led that category, which is something that I definitely don't want to lead that category again.
Yeah, I think you made up for it. I don't remember too many drops, but hey, the stats are the stats. As Bill Belichick says, stats are for losers most of the point. Puka Nacua here with us on behalf of Pepsi. We'll talk about them in just a bit. Hey, I say a lot of things on the radio. Some of the things I get right, some of the things I got wrong. I did not believe that this Rams team was going to be a playoff team this year. You know, I just kind of sensed McVay was one foot in, one foot out. Stafford, one foot in, one foot out. Donald as well, with the future and their future being speculated, possible retirement. I was just in awe and really bought into you guys in the second half of the season. What kind of are you still building in LA? They won the Super Bowl a few years ago. You got a good mix of youngsters and vets. What do you guys think you're building in LA?
Well, we got something great cooking up over there with Coach McVay at the head of us. My confidence is in another world. I have so much confidence in our guys, and like you said, we got a mixture of young guys, so we got a lot of new energy, and we have the right vets to lead us. So I'm excited. I think the sky's the limit. Just like you said, we had run the Super Bowl a couple years, and we were just a couple plays away from being able to put stuff together in the playoffs this year. So it hurts to lose, but I'm super excited for what we got, because we know we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg.
How about what about Stafford? What really stood out to you about the 1 year getter, no Matthew?
from the moment I got invited in OTAs to throw routes, I like in practice, there's not
this. Oh, so you didn't have a problem connecting with him. I remember that story from his wife, right? That he doesn't know how to talk to these younger players. You would have been one of those younger pain in the asses, you know?
No, 100%. I know. That, at the beginning, that for sure was me. But just us throwing routes and then being able to talk ball, we're able to build a little bit of a relationship and stuff like that. But he takes such pride in being able to throw that ball perfectly every single time. And he can put the ball anywhere on the field. So as a wide receiver, that's the best thing you want to hear. As coming from your quarterback, he's like, hey, I can. He knows that as well, so it makes it so fun when we're dialing stuff up, and he makes my job really easy, because if I'm rolling and the DB's on my top shoulder, he's going to put it on my back shoulder, and it's going to be in the one spot where he can't get it. So I always trust number nine, and he's one of the best for sure.
You know, sometimes players, they kind of reflect who their head coach, you know, is, and you see some similarities. I'm not even going McVay. I'm going Kalani Sitake. I've had Kalani on a bunch, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, am I talking to Puka Nacua or am I talking to Kalani Sitake? You kind of remind me a lot like Kalani.
I love Kalani. He's the best. I know. I need to go back there to BYU and see all the guys, but Coach Kalani, Coach Fess, all the guys over there at BYU, that's so funny. I love that. Coach Kalani and Coach McVay, they both have an extreme amount of energy.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Wrapping up with Puka Nacua, So you were at Washington, then you end up at BYU. How did that make you into the player that you were? Because now we see it all the time, NIL, transfer portal. Guys are at one place, and they end up transferring, and they go on to have really successful careers.
Yeah, Junior Adams was my receivers coach at the University of Washington, and Chris Peterson was the head coach at that time when I committed.
Sure.
And those were the big reasons I ended up going out there. Coach Adams had actually coached Cooper Kupp, so it was somebody who had put guys into the league and somebody I knew that could help me get to where I wanted to be. And then, but family has always been something big to me. So my grandma was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. That what ended up leading me transferring back to BYU, or transferring home to be closer to my family. And then it was God's plan at that point, to be able to be close to my family and to be there with my grandma before she had passed away, was something I hold very dear to my heart, that time that we got to spend. But I know my grandma was a big part of everything that's happened in this year as well.
That's a phenomenal answer. Wrapping up with Puka Nacua, tell me about what you're doing today on behalf of Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi. I love me some Pepsi Wild Cherry. That's for dang sure. This is my favorite drink up here. I'm a gamer, so when I sit down and I start to game, this is my drink, my go-to drink.
You getting all jacked up on the Pepsi?
A little bit. Now that it's off-season, I can enjoy some sugar. I can enjoy some soda now.
That's when the trash talking starts spewing.
Exactly. Coop won't get too mad at me, but we're just going to be I'm gonna be on Saturday from 2:30 to 4 across from the Horseshoe. We got Sip City Secrets, so everybody can come out and share your you're gonna write down your secret on some invisible ink, so nobody should be too scared about the secret you're gonna share. Hopefully it's nothing too wild for all the fans. But then when you share your secret, you confess your secret, you'll get a code to win some gear over there by Pepsi. They have
that's
a bunch
a serious
of
serious promotion.
No,
here.
I know they got some dope
they
stuff.
They ain't playing around.
Yeah,
well,
they got some dope stuff.
What's
I'm
your
super
secret?
Excited.
Has anyone asked you that today?
No, I don't know. I don't know if my secret is necessarily like it's actual secret. Like I don't. Like, I told
it. I think you displayed your secret this year in the NFL.
Yeah. Pat McAfee said my secret was dumb, but I was like, I poured my milk before my cereal. I don't know if that's a secret. I know I'm kind of an outsider with that one, but he's like, I don't think that was a good secret. But then he said his secret was you two suck. So I was like, my secret's for sure better.
Wait, so you go milk first, then the cereal?
Yep.
I actually don't think that's a bad combination.
See,
I'm not a big cereal guy, but I've done that before.
See, I was trying to tell him. So when you pour the milk before, that means you get the perfect amount of cereal.
Yeah.
In there. Like there's just the milk to cereal ratio is perfect. Because sometimes you eat a bowl of cereal, then you need to pour extra milk in there. But I'm like, now I got extra soggy cereal, but now I never have that when you pour it in first because you have the perfect amount.
Yeah, I kind of think it's actually a good take. Some people won't. Now we're trying to figure out how real this relationship is between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I think they're going to see wedding bells. A lot of people eventually do. Do you think they'll eventually get engaged?
I don't know, honestly. I don't.
So you're in the maybe category.
I'm in the maybe category, yeah.
Well, anyway, I appreciate you coming on. I'll end you on this. Where do you think you rank, do you feel like you're a top 10 wide receiver right now?
I don't know. I know I've been in my first year. I don't know if I would say I'm top 10. I still got a lot to prove.
I like that answer. Humbled as always. Here he is, Puka Nacua, on behalf of Pepsi. Puka, really appreciate it. This is the Zach Gelb Show on Radio Row. We'll come on back after these short messages.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.